Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Good evening and welcome to the Owl's Nest. This is James Patrick. I'm happy to be back here for another season of high school basketball here at the Owl's Nest. Tonight I'm joined by Gavin Piscatelli. The Lady Owls this evening will be coming to you live here on WESB Sports as they have their home opener tonight against Port Allegheny. Looks like a nice crowd tonight, Gavin.
Yeah. Good crowd. Only varsity tonight. No JV beforehand, so going to be kind of a weird scenario. You know, a lot of the varsity, for most of the varsity, you sit around and wait an hour and a half. Then you warm up for 20 minutes. They got a 30-minute warm-up here tonight, so it's going to be interesting, a bit different than what they're accustomed to.
I happen to live in the neighborhood, and I know the opponents have been here for quite a while. The bus showed up way early. Real quick, we've got some scores for you on the boys' side this afternoon. The 7th grade Fretz Owls beat Johnsonburg 35-21, and the 8th grade boys came up on the short end of a 48-19 score against the Jayburg boys. So the Lady Owls, they're off to a bit of a slow start, 1-3. I talked to the coach, Coach Blatchley, before the game. Looks like they're going to have some growing pains. Very, very young. Three returning letter winners from last season, and only one junior. Mainly a bunch of sophomore and freshmen.
Yeah. It's kind of what you see with the boys team. The other night they played here. They also started one. They were 1-2. Owls are 1-3 right now. But they got a big win on the home court and kind of got themselves going. They won on Tuesday and then they won again on Wednesday. So helped them go.
Yeah,
so
maybe the ladies could get something going here tonight. Start a little streak. So our tip-off time tonight is 7:15. Like Gavin had said, without the JV game to wait on, as we seem to wait. So the official start time for these games is 7:15, but we always wait for the JVs to finish. So once again, welcome back. I was personally on a week's vacation, and the Owls decided to play 5 games in 6 days or something. So we will be with you throughout the season. I think there's 17 more games left. It'll be on WSB Sports. Pretty much 2 to 3 a week, and I'll let you know as we go along when they're coming up. So the returning letter women for the Owls are Haley Keene, Mallory Craig, and Alyssa Johnson. I know Craig and Johnson are, I think, 3-year starters. Okay. They started for Coach Pacelli, who has since left the team. Haley Keene, a starter since she got here. I believe she's still a sophomore.
Yeah.
A nice force underneath. Well, actually, she could shoot the three and go underneath.
Yeah, so
she does it all.
She's a stretch big. And
don't know much about the Port Allegheny Lady Gators this evening.
If there's one thing the Owls do have a size advantage with Keene, no one really matches up with her size-wise, so maybe the Owls will take some advantage, get her down low in the post, and use that size advantage. And that might cause Port to double-team and Keene to kick out some shooters for some nice open looks.
Yeah.
So, like, this is our first game doing this, so we're going to learn as we go, kind of like we did on for the Owls, Boys Owls last week. So.
Okay, bear with us, folks. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back with you in a few minutes. This is Bradford Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Heritage Design, modern made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case heritage design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
100.1, The Hero, hometown events.
The Bradford VFW will be hosting a free military brunch and spoiler on Saturday, January 11th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. There will be brunch, refreshments, haircuts, giveaways, wellness checks, and various other activities. You don't even need to be a member. Located at the VFW Events Center on 94 Barber Street.
Hometown events sponsored by our hometown partners, including American Refining Group. For full details or to submit your own hometown event, log on to WBRRFM.com. 100.1, The Hero.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with a new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Boys and girls, it's Jasper Tinsel along with
Sparkle Joy
and Clyde
and Buford.
We're the Elves.
And you can hear us every weekday after the news around 5:20 to read back your letters to Santa.
Make sure you go to Toji's Substation and put your letter in the big red mailbox.
The official Santa mailbox at Toji's Substation this year, right on East Main Street. So join us weekdays at 5:20.
Yeah, right here on B107.5.
Hooray!
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
And welcome back to the Lady, or the Owl's Nest tonight, where the Lady Owls take on the Lady Gators from Port Allegheny. This is James Patrick alongside Gavin Piscatelli. The Lady Owls have their home opener here tonight. So what do we got for a starting lineup for the Lady Gators, Gavin?
Yeah, so for the Lady Gators, number one, Jenna Renner, number 10, Ella Moses, number 12, Maddie Eric, number 22, Willow Sowers, and number 24, Bryn Evans.
Very good. For your Lady Owls, we got the three seniors starting. Mallory Craig, number 20, Alyssa Johnson, number 30, and, oh, wait, I was wrong. We only have two seniors starting. Mackenzie Taylor, number 21. Alexis Keyshore, number 22, and Sevilla Long, number 0. So once again, that's Craig, Taylor, Keyshore, Keene, and Johnson. And Long. Holy struggle with the starting lineup, Gavin. Okay. So I'm glad you're joining us here. We'd like to thank our sponsors. We've got a couple minutes here. The coaches are meeting with the referees. Players are still warming up. They have been warming up for a long time, so
yeah, no,
hopefully there's
no JV. So
hopefully they're still fresh.
Yeah, I'm very curious to see what the Lady Owls do tonight. Like we said, first time doing them, so we don't know what they're going to run offensively, what they're going to do defensively,
yep.
If they're going to play fast pace or slow it down.
It's a whole new coaching staff.
And I was fortunate enough to play under the assistant coach, Coach Bell,
yep.
For a year, and he likes to play fast. So I guess we'll see what we do here.
There's certainly some speed out there for the ladies, so that'd be nice to see him getting up and down the court.
Yeah, absolutely.
I do have another out-of-town score, the JV boys tonight. The JV Owls win a close one at Port Allegheny. 25-23. So a nice start for the JV Owls.
Yeah, hopefully the Varsity Owls can get it going and the Lady Owls here can get it going and get a nice 2-0 sweep on this Monday night.
I know that the JV Owls had a really nice season last year, and Wednesday night we'll be here at the Owl's Nest with the boys versus Ridgeway. See how some of them younger guys look coming up. They lost quite a few seniors from last year. It's nice to be here with you tonight, Gavin. Kicking off another season of Owls, Lady Owls basketball.
Yeah, looking forward to another good year. Like you mentioned, new staff this year. Head coach Jason Blatchley this year. Assistant coach Bell. So it should be interesting to just, like you said, there might be some growing pains, but that always comes with a younger team.
I always like to see the young ones. I mean, there's a bunch of freshmen and sophomores, so like to see the young ones get some time.
Yep.
And
you know, small picture, you might see some struggles this year. Big picture, you're going to get a lot of freshmen and sophomore get a lot of big minutes this year, and then they're all just going to keep carrying over. The more experience you get, the better it's going to be for the tail end of their careers with being juniors and seniors.
Okay, if you're just joining us, starting for your Lady Owls tonight is Mallory Craig, Mackenzie Taylor, Alexis Keyshore, Haley Keene, Alyssa Johnson, and Sevilla Long.
And for the Port Allegheny Gators, again, it's number 1, Jenna Renner, number 10, Ella Moses, number 12, Maddie Eric, number 22, Willow Sowers, and number 24, Bryn Evans.
Very good. Nice crowd here for the Lady Owls home opener. Thank you for tuning in and spending your evening with us here at the Owl's Nest.
Got just under a minute until tip-off. The Owls are going to be in their white uniforms with the red numbers and the black trim. Port Allegheny in black with white numbers and orange trim.
Yes.
The Owls are going to be going from our left to right. Port Allegheny from our right to left.
The new gym is looking good in year number 2.
Yeah.
Looks like it's going to be Haley Keene jumping for the Lady Owls against
Jenna Renner for the Port Allegheny Gators. And Renner tips it. And a nice save there by number 24, Bryn Evans. Port Allegheny sets up their half-court offense. The Owls look to be in a little bit of zone, 2-3 zone action here to start. And that's what it is. It's a 2-3-3-2 hybrid, it looks like, with the wings extending up. And Port Allegheny finds it inside. Shot no good.
Rebounded by Keyshore. She brings it up court. Out to Mackenzie Taylor off the rim, a little hard. Rebounded by Port Allegheny. Looks like Evans brings it up across the timeline in the corner to Renner. Working it around the outside, the Lady Gators. Lady Owls in the 1-2-2. Nice solid defense. Ball in the corner. Still cycling around the three-point line. Trying to get somebody open. There's a three ball, and it's good. It was only a two ball. It looked like a three ball from here.
Yeah, foot seemed on the line there for Maddie Eric as she gets the scoring starting tonight.
So it's 2-0 Port Allegheny in the early going. Alyssa Johnson with the ball. Down low to Keene. Keene drives a baseline. Jumper, little hard off the rim, rebounded by Port Allegheny.
That was a good take by Keene, just kind of put herself in an awkward position behind the backboard, so she couldn't use the backboard. Still a good shot, though.
Yep. Port Allegheny gets it inside. There's our first foul of the game, and it's on Mackenzie Taylor. The first foul on the Lady Owls, first team foul, and the first foul on Taylor. Port Allegheny's going to inbound on the baseline.
The Owls are still in the zone off the out-of-bounds.
There's a three ball off the inbound pass. Rebounded by Keene. Long outlet pass to Taylor. Shot gets blocked, and she gets her own rebound back. Alyssa Johnson up top, running the offense. Mallory Craig out on a wing. Here's Johnson, drives the lane. kicks it out to Taylor. Johnson's got it back again. Keen, top of the three-point line. Fakes, drives to the foul line, kicks it out to Johnson for a long three off the back iron and over the backboard.
Coach Bill actually calls out 53 here. This should be interesting what the Owls get in. It looks a little full-court press zone, 1-2-2. And let's see if they'll fall back into that 2-3 that they've been running.
Port Allegheny breaks through the pressure, and they've got it down low, and they kick it out. Nice move, and it's dribbled off a foot. Port Allegheny wins the 50-50 ball. And back around the outside goes Port Allegheny into the corner, down to the baseline. Who is that? That is Evans. Evans down low looks to be a force. And as I say that, Moses drives in for a two, and it's 4-0 Port Allegheny Lady Gators.
Yeah, a bit of a breakdown in the zone there. Moses kind of just had a clear path and an easy two, make it 4-0.
Johnson up top in the corner to Taylor. Back to Johnson. Johnson looking for somebody open. There's Keyshore to Taylor. Off the back iron. Jump ball. Good hustle there by Keyshore to tie the ball up. Lady Owls will have possession. They're going to inbound on the baseline. And the ball goes out of bounds off of Mackenzie Taylor. Am I incorrect?
Yep. It's gonna stay with the Owls here.
We obstructed view here at the Owls Nest. Haley Keene will be the inbounder from the side. Oh, and they tried to get it down low to Craig. Off a foot, and here comes Port Allegheny.
Yeah, the Owls just can't seem to get anything going. And there we go. A steal, but
good hustle by Keyshore.
Gators retain it with Moses, and they're going to set it up.
Lady Gators lead 4-0 in the early going here at the Owls Nest. Renner. Here comes Moses again with a drive, and she's fouled. She's going to go to the line for two. Moses seems pretty quick to get down in there and make things happen.
Yeah, she's found the gaps in the zone and just kind of the soft spots.
Evans has got some good size and clearing some space out for her. Moses makes the first free throw, and it's 5-0 for the Lady Gators.
And checking in for the Gators is number 20, Peyton Gordon. She's going to give number one, Jenna Renner, a breather. And the second one's no good, and Port Allegheny comes away with the offensive rebound. Moses again, no good, and another offensive rebound for Port Allegheny. Another layup, no good, and the Owls finally come down with it. And
Mallory Craig with a strong rebound.
Yeah, that's what you like to see, though. When you get that ball, you don't want anyone else ripping it from you.
Taylor looking for an open person. Keene. Keene's got it. Top of the key. Keene continues her dribble. Back to Taylor. Keene with a shot. It's off the mark, and it is off the Lady Owls and out of bounds.
And the Owls are going to go back into that 1-2-2 press. Just kind of slow them down, getting it over. They might even trap a little bit. And
good break there. Good defense by Craig.
Oh. Port Allegheny's just doing a very good job to keep the ball movement on that press. And when you keep it moving on a zone, it gets people moving around the defenders, and it's very hard to defend.
And there's a kick out, and there's a Renner. Or not Renner, sorry. That's Evans' turnover, and the Lady Owls come away with it. Still 5-0 Lady Gators. 2.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Lady Owls had some good looks, but are yet to get anything to fall.
Yeah, Port Allegheny's just playing some really hard-nosed defense, though, and the Owls are doing a good job working to get open shots. They just haven't hit any.
Johnson with a drive and a shot. Off the mark. Rebounded by Moses. Moses will go all the way And is fouled, and we'll get two shots.
Yeah, Moses is just...
She had that look when she got the rebound that she was going to go coast-to-coast.
Yeah, and that foul's on Alyssa Johnson. That's her second here in the early going. We'll see if the Owls go to the bench.
Lady Owls third team foul.
And the Owls are going to go to the bench. Number four, Miranda Davis, is going to check in.
Davis comes in for Johnson. One more free throw here for Moses.
And that one's good. So Moses leads all scorers with four, and it's 6-0 Port Allegheny.
Okay. Taylor brings it up over to Keene. Keene's got an open lane. Takes it in and lays it in strong.
Nice take there by Haley Keene. Ripped through the ball to the right-hand side. Nice little Euro step and an easy layup to get the Owls on the board here. And Port Allegheny comes right back the other way, breaking the press with ease, as that's number 20, Peyton Gordon, with a layup, and it's 8-2, Gators, Lady Gators.
Taylor across the timeline. Craig tries to get it back. It's stolen by Moses again, and Moses, guy, they cut her off that time before she went coast-to-coast. Now she's going to take a three off the mark. Keene with the rebound.
And she got fouled.
And Keene is fouled by Evans. That's Evans first and Port Allegheny's first. Evans is going to come out of the game for number one.
Jenna Renner.
Oh, yeah, Jenna Renner. Okay, here comes Mackenzie Taylor. Mallory Craig on the wing. Craig down
nice
low for Keene.
Nice pass by Craig and
And one. Real nice pass by Craig. Nice catch by Keene. And a nice power layup again by Keene, who was fouled.
Yeah, they also made it a point to get Keene touches inside because, I mean, she has the height advantage down there. But that was just a really good cut and a great pass from Craig and a nice
she
finish.
She fired that pass.
Yeah.
Keene had good hands to get it. And she drains the free throw.
Count it.
3 points the old-fashioned way for Keene. And she's got all of Bradford's 5 points. And there's a steal by the Lady Owls.
Nice job there by Miranda Davis.
Miranda Davis. Little spitfire coming in. Rebounded by the Lady Owls. Craig has the ball up top.
And they're going to get Keene for 3 seconds.
Three seconds on Keene. She doesn't agree with it, but the ref was back there. Little spark there by the Lady Owls. We got an 8-5 Port Allegheny lead. 43 seconds to go in the first quarter.
And the Owls back in that 1-2-2 zone. Press, and they almost caused another turnover. Port Allegheny breaks through. And
that's
I think they're going to get a travel, yeah.
That's an up and down.
So the press kind of gets Port Allegheny out of sorts on the offensive end and causes a turnover.
I'll tell you, my Miranda Davis, she's going to create turnovers.
Yeah.
She almost got one there.
Yeah, she's been the spark plug in this first quarter.
Here comes Keene across the timeline. Down to Taylor, back to Keene. All right. Charge. Charging foul on Haley Keene.
Yeah, that was just a hard take from Keene. And
I'll tell you, the coaches aren't real happy about that, but
that's going to be her first. It's going to be the team's fourth here in the first quarter. 18.8 seconds. Port Allegheny leads 8-5.
Nice little comeback by the Lady Owls. There's a long inbound pass to Renner. Back to Moses. Moses double team. Back to Renner. There's a steal by Taylor. Taylor's going to go all the way. Lay it up and in. Right at the buzzer. And your Lady Owls cut the lead to one. We're going to take a break. That's the end of the first quarter with your Lady Owls trailing 8-7. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Heritage Design, modern made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case heritage design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford. It's the 12 Days of Giveaways contest. Who's this?
Christine.
Hi, Christine. You're caller 7. You got in. Now you get to pick a number, and I'll let you know which prize from one of our sponsors you win.
9.
Ooh, you get a pair of lamps from Between Four Walls Home Furnishings. Do you have a dark living room that can use some illumination?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Or not, you can always re-gift them.
Right.
And make them somebody else's problem.
That's right.
Right, okay. Congratulations for that. And then, of course, that's just the qualifying prize. You're in for the grand prize drawing for the up to $750 towards a recliner from Between Four Walls Home Furnishings. That's what you're after, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
You're welcome, Christine. It's the 12 Days of Giveaways contest. It continues throughout the week right here on B107.5 FM and 100.1 The Hero.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back, James Patrick and Gavin Piscatelli, just underway in the second quarter. Lady Owls, a nice little run there to cut the lead to 1. Currently trail 8-7. There's a feed down low, blocked by Mallory Craig, and then Craig fouled Moses. Oh, Mackenzie Taylor.
And that's the second owl tonight with 2 fouls.
Yeah, Mackenzie Taylor, her second foul. Last year I had, for the Lady Owls, we had a Keen, a Kane, and there was another one, so I struggled with the names. Now they all look the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we got an over-the-back foul on the Lady Gators.
First team foul, the second quarter on Lady Gators. Here comes Keen across the timeline. Lady Owls looking to take their first lead of the night.
They got Gordon on that last foul for the Gators. And so let's see if the Owls can take their first lead tonight. And they do. Mackenzie Taylor with another 2, and it's 9-8 in favor of the Owls.
All new fire. They throw it away. The defense creates a turnover. Lady Owls basketball. So, Gavin, they seem to have just woke up.
Yeah. And I think you got to give Miranda Davis a little bit of that credit, because when she came off the bench defensively in that zone press.
That first steal.
Yeah, and they've just caused some havoc ever since. So
Taylor, Keyshore, go! Oh. Keyshore had it go in and out on the layup. So Moses with the ball for Port Allegheny. Down low to Gordon.
And
stolen away by Keyshore. Keyshore with the ball. Out to Taylor. Keen. Top of the key. Down low to Taylor. Oh, Taylor still fighting for it. I'll tell you, they didn't come away with that ball right there, but there's some tough stuff going on in there, and I like it.
Yeah, the Owls, they're not going to back away inside to get some rebounds, and that's great to see some toughness from them.
There's Keen cleaning up the dirty laundry on a miss by Moses.
Coach Blatchley there, he's telling the Owls to go when they grab that rebound. He wants them to play fast, because when they get out in transition, they've gotten almost a majority of their points from that.
Here's Keyshore, top of the key. Two shots for Keen. They got it down low to Haley Keen, who was fouled.
They're going to get Moses on the foul there. That's going to be her first, team second here in the second quarter.
Haley Keen looking to extend the Owls, Lady Owls lead. They currently lead 9-8 with 5.5 minutes to go in the first half.
And there's some stoppage going on.
Don't know what's going on here. Okay, 2 shots. Something happened there at the scorer's table.
Yeah. And so Keen will step up to the free throw line, and her first one's up and short, no good.
I'll tell you, like you said, Gab, Miranda Davis coming into the game, the spark she came and brought in, that seems to have changed the whole attitude. And into the game comes Sevilla Long. She is taking the place of Mallory Craig's going to get a little breather.
And so here's Keen's second free throw. That one is up and no good, rimmed out. And Long comes down to the rebound.
There you go, just into the game. Good hustle for the board. Keen's going to take a three, and it's off the mark.
And we got a foul. I think they're going to get
Keyshore.
Yeah.
Yep, Keyshore with a foul underneath. She was fighting for the rebound. Like to see the hustle for the rebounds. That's good. So they're in that that press again. Long at the point.
Almost a throwaway there by the Gators.
Davis. Oh, all the way down low by Moses. Taken away by Taylor. There's Long. Top of the key. Oh, a little too hard into the corner, trying to get it to Miranda Davis. So your Lady Owls, with 5 minutes left in the first half, continue to lead 9-8 over the Lady Gators.
And the Owls are sticking with this 1-2-2 full court press here. And they're going to get Keen with a foul. The zone press is interesting to me because most of the time when you see one, it's all about trapping. But the Owls, they just want to speed you up.
Yep.
They just want to get you speeding up and make some errors.
Yep. So that's two. That's two on Keen, and that's important, as we know.
That's the third Owl with two fouls here in the second quarter.
Oh.
Long got blocked underneath. Keyshore gets the ball out to Taylor, to Davis. That one's up. That one's short, no good. And it's going to go down Port Allegheny.
I'll tell you, Keyshore in under there hustling for those balls. Craig's going to check into the game on the next whistle. Pressure again by the Lady Owls. And there's Keyshore picking a pocket again. Steal by Keyshore to Keen down low. Lays it in. Very nice. Keyshore creates a turnover and hits Kaylee Keen on the transition.
And there's another
Keen
steal
with
by
a steal.
Keen.
She's going to try to go all the way. Oh, and it's a foul, and Keen's going to shoot two. Lady Owls lead 11-8, 4 minutes to go in the first half. That foul's on Eric for Port Allegheny.
That was just a great sequence by Haley Keen. She got the two, then the steal, and now she's heading back to the line. And the first one's good. Count it. Keen now has 8 of the Owls' 12 points. And the second one is up. And also good. Count it. So that's 9 for Haley Keen, and that's going to force a full timeout.
That's a full timeout for Port Allegheny. We're going to take a break with them, folks. This is Bradford Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Boys and girls, it's Jasper Tinsel along with
Sparkle Joy
and Chloe
and Buford.
We're the Owls.
And you can hear us every weekday after the news around 5:20 to read back your letters to Santa.
Make sure you go to Toji Substation and put your letter in the big red mailbox.
The official Santa mailbox at Toji Substation this year, right on East Main Street. So join us weekdays at 5:20.
Yeah, right here on V107.5.
Hooray!
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to the Owl's Nest. Lady Owls leading the Port Allegheny Lady Gators, 13-8. 4 minutes to go in the first half. Port Allegheny's going to inbound on their baseline. Lady Owls with that three-quarter court pressure. Long on the defense. They do get across the timeline. Here's Moses for Port Allegheny. Long playing some tough defense. And there's an open shot for Eric off the mark. Keene with the rebound. Keene brings it across the timeline. Haley Keene's feeling it right now. Now she has it off to Mallory Craig. To Keyshore. Keyshore to the top of the key. Keyshore down low to Keene. Nice pass. Foul and one. Haley Keene. I saw that arm come right across her chest, and she fought it off and put it in.
Didn't phase her one bit, and that's the second and one she's had tonight. So let's see if she can complete this one as well. It's up, and it is no good, and Moses comes away with it. That last foul was on.
And there's an uncovered Gator down low, but doesn't get it in. Mallory Craig comes away with the rebound. Lady Owls, 15-6 lead. Keyshore with a ball. Oh, Keene was not ready for the pass.
And number 20, Peyton Gordon, is going to check back in for Jenna Renner, who picked up that last foul for Port Allegheny.
Port Allegheny inbounds. Lady Owls with that pressure again.
And they forced a turnover out of it.
They forced a turnover again. A bad pass. Lady Owls going to inbound with a 15-8 lead with 3 minutes to go in the game.
And number 22, Willow Sowers, is going to check in for the Lady Gators.
Keene will inbound it to Keyshore. Miranda Davis in the game still. Sevilla Long. There's Davis. Oh, little short. Moses with the ball. Good ball handling. Around the outside, down low. Keene with the defense and the block.
They got Keene with a foul. I don't know about that.
Oh, that hurts, folks. That's her third foul. That's going to put her on the bench.
That one was tough, too, because she had such a height advantage. Yeah. On Peyton Gordon down the post, and she seemed to be going straight up. But
two shots here for Gordon. She makes the first. So here into the game comes Mackenzie Taylor for Haley Keene. The Owls are going to have to find a way.
Yeah,
Haley Keene's got 11 of the 15 points.
And she won't see another minute until the third quarter, so they'll have to go the last 2:30 without her. And this is a good opportunity for everyone else out here.
You're right. Mallory Craig takes it down to the key. Back out to Keyshore.
And Coach Blatchley is going to call a timeout. It's going to be a
30-second timeout. We're going to stick around right here on this one, folks. So your Lady Owls lead 15-9. That foul trouble got him in trouble there with Keene, and there's two others with two fouls.
Yeah.
That'd be the story of the night right now. But Lady Owls came out kind of slow, and then they got a spark, and they've been going with it since.
Yeah, and you mentioned the foul trouble. So like we just mentioned, Keene with her third foul, but this is a good opportunity for the other five on the court, since this is some adversity that they're going to face throughout the year. With Keene being a big, she might get into foul trouble more often than not. So, to go a solid two-minute stretch without her out here, it's going to be a good experience for the other five on the court.
Indeed. And, they won't feel the need to have to get it to her.
No, yeah.
Go ahead. Okay, Alyssa Johnson's going to bring it across the timeline. That's into Taylor. Taylor back to Johnson. Johnson drives down low, kicks it out to Long in the corner. Keyshore to Taylor. Back to Johnson. Down low. Tried to get it down low to Craig. It's tipped out of bounds by Moses off Port Allegheny. Lady Owls are going to inbound on the side. We're down under 2 minutes, just under 2 minutes. Lady Owls lead 15-9. And that is a no call made. That's going to be off Port Allegheny. Lady Owls are going to inbound it again.
Yeah, they were in a tough spot there, and they just turned it over off the inbound. They were all the way down in the corner, so that was a tough situation for the Owls. But Long gets a steal back the other way, and the Owls have numbers. It's two
there
on
goes
two.
Long. She's fast.
And
oh, got a little bit too fast, a little bit too far ahead of herself. Nice steal by Long, and she was going coast to coast. Here comes the Gators. And Keyshore tips it out of bounds. Impressed with Keyshore's defense. Moses with the ball. Moses, she goes behind the back and between the legs and everything else. There's a long three ball from the corner by Port and a long rebound. They get it back.
And a steal.
And there's a steal by Taylor. Mackenzie Taylor out to Keyshore. Rebound by Johnson, and there's a thrown away backcourt violation on the Lady Owls. And we're down to 1 minute, Gavin, in this first half.
Yeah, exactly, 60 seconds. So big minute here for the Owls. Close out the half strong. You know, they struggled at the start, but ever since then, they've been on a roll. Don't let Port Allegheny get any momentum going into the half. That'll carry over into the third quarter.
Port Allegheny around the outside. There's Moses. Moses with a long cross-court pass. And there's a lay-in by Eric. That's her second basket of the game. And they cut the lead to 15-11. Now pressure by Port Allegheny. Johnson has to get it over. She gets it to Taylor. Taylor takes it in all the way, and it's a charge on Taylor. Excuse me. That's Mackenzie Taylor's third. That's a third foul on Mackenzie Taylor. The crowd's not happy with that. And into the game is going to come Olivia Funk for Mackenzie Taylor.
Yeah,
Gavin, you're going to have to take over. I got a sneezing.
Yeah, no,
thing,
you're
man.
Good. You're good. So that was a tough play there. So that puts Taylor and Keen both on the bench with three fouls here, and there's 30 seconds left. So the Owls are going to be getting into the bench here for the last 30 seconds and possibly second half as well, as they got a trap going on, and Evans in the corner, and they come away with a steal. That's Funk. 17 seconds left. Coach Blashley's asking for one shot here, one possession. Down to 10. Here's Johnson. Driving in. Puts up the shot. No good, and it's going to go down the other way for Port Allegheny. So 2.5 seconds left, 15-11, the Lady Owls lead.
Oh, the ball went out. I thought Mallory was leaving the game. The ball went down the hall. There's a long inbound for Port Allegheny and a long half-court shot. And it is short. So your halftime score is going to be the Bradford Lady Owls 15, Port Allegheny Lady Gators 11. Exciting first half here from the Owl's Nest. James Patrick alongside Gavin Piscatelli. We're going to take a short break. We're going to compile some stats, and we'll be back with our halftime show. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. AM 1490, WESB, Bradford.
Heritage Design, modern made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case heritage design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford. It's the 12 Days of Giveaways contest. Who's this?
Christine.
Hi, Christine. You're caller 7. You got in. Now you get to pick a number, and I'll let you know which prize from one of our sponsors you win.
9.
Ooh, you get a pair of lamps from Between Four Walls Home Furnishings. Do you have a dark living room that can use some illumination?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Or not, you can always re-gift them.
Right.
And make them somebody else's problem.
That's right.
Right, okay. Congratulations for that. And then, of course, that's just the qualifying prize. You're in for the grand prize drawing for the up to $750 towards a recliner from Between Four Walls Home Furnishings. That's what you're after, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
You're welcome, Christine. It's the 12 Days of Giveaways contest. It continues throughout the week right here on B107.5 FM and 100.1 The Hero. Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Boys and girls, it's Jasper Tinsel along with
Sparkle Joy
and Chloe
and Buford.
We're the Elves.
And you can hear us every weekday after the news around 5:20 to read back your letters to Santa.
Make sure you go to Toji Substation and put your letter in the big red mailbox.
The official Santa mailbox at Toji Substation this year, right on East Main Street. So join us weekdays at 5:20.
Yeah, right here on B107.5.
Hooray!
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Halftime here at the Lady Owls basketball game. We're doing a little recognition ceremony for the 8th grade Lady Owls who had their last few games canceled via the weather. So their next game they're going to play will be up here for the Lady Owls next year. So we're recognizing the 8th grade basketball team. However, your varsity Lady Owls have a 15-11 lead here at halftime, Gavin.
Yeah. After a slow start, they got out to, they were down by one at the end of the first quarter, and then now they pushed the lead to four at the end of the second quarter at halftime here. So we're going to dive into a little bit of stats here. First, for the Port Allegheny Lady Gators, they have two scorers, both at 4 points. That's Ella Moses and Maddie Eric, and then Peyton Gordon added in 3 points for a grand total of 11.
Lady Owls being led by Haley Keene with 11 points. Real nice showing by her. And 4 points by Mackenzie Taylor. Only two scorers for the Lady Owls, but a lot of hustle.
Yeah, and that's all you can really ask for. There's no quit in this team. There was times out there where it seemed like it was getting away from them, and then Miranda Davis came in, and she really got it going for them. So that was good to see.
I'll tell you, they were really getting out-hustled. To the point when Davis came in.
Yeah.
Davis came in, that little three-quarter court press, boom, she steals the ball, creates havoc. They really did well after that.
Yeah. And, Coach Blatchley, he probably doesn't care what the outcome of this game is. As long as they're out there hustling, giving it their all, no quit, he's going to be happy.
Indeed. And there are two Owls in foul trouble, so some of the younger kids have gotten in.
Because it's both Mackenzie Taylor and Haley Keene, the two scorers, each have three fouls.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be interesting in the second half, especially if one of them picks up a fourth foul early on.
Oh.
But that's part of the growing pains that Coach Blay actually mentioned, that they're going to have. You know, they only got 10 players on the roster, and when you just gotta, you gotta have that continuity when you get into the bench. You know, when you go into the bench, it shouldn't be a drop off. As long as everyone's given the hustle, it should be.
Indeed, indeed. So, I'm not in the 50-50 tonight. So we're done with the recognition of the eighth graders. Those are your halftime stats. Looking forward to a nice second half here. Get the Lady Owls back on the winning track. We're going to take a couple-minute break, and we'll be back with you here from the Owl's Nest. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor Fixed Blade Knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the Clip, the Drop, and the Skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And, of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor Fixed Blade Knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Boys and girls, it's Jasper Tinsel along with
Sparkle Joy
and Chloe.
And Buford.
We're the Owls.
And you can hear us every weekday after the news around 5:20 to read back your letters to Santa.
Make sure you go to Toji Substation and put your letter in the big red mailbox.
The official Santa mailbox at Toji Substation this year, right on East Main Street. So join us weekdays at 5:20.
Yeah, right here on B107.5.
Hooray!
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
And welcome back. James Patrick alongside Gavin Piscatelli. Lady Owls lead 15-11 at halftime. I've got a halftime score from Port Allegheny. The Owls lead 31-20 in Port Allegheny at the half, trying to improve their record to 4-2. So good things all around for Bradford High basketball tonight. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. And hopefully the Lady Owls can finish this one along with the Varsity Owls down in Johnsonburg. So, looking for a strong last 16 minutes here from the Lady Owls. And just the key for this second half is just to make sure no more foul trouble.
Yeah, the fouls are not good right now. Three on Mackenzie Taylor, three on Haley Keene, two on Alyssa Johnson, and that's it. That's a couple of single fouls on some of the younger folks. So it looks like Port Allegheny is going to start with the same starting lineup. Rennert, Moses, Eric, Sowers, and Evans.
And the Owls are going to go out with the same starting lineup as well, which is Johnson, Keene, Keisher, Taylor, and Craig.
Yep.
And so the Owls are going to be going from our right to left here in the second half.
Okay, here comes Johnson with the ball for the Lady Owls. Across the timeline, and she throws it away. They can't do that. There's a long outlet, and Moses fell down, and the ball went out of bounds. She stumbled trying to catch it. So
the turnovers canceled each other.
A little bit of a slow start there in the first 15 seconds. Here comes Alyssa Johnson with a big smile on her face. So across the timeline. Down to Keyshore.
They're going to get rid of the travel.
Keyshore with a travel. There was three girls on Keyshore down low, and she just got tangled up with them. Here comes Moses out to Rennert. Across court to Evans.
That was partially blocked. I don't know who got a piece of it, but it was definitely blocked down low.
I'll tell you, they got to be careful down there. This foul situation. Port Allegheny retains possession. Passes it around the outside. Lady Owls in a 2-3 zone. Cross-court pass into the corner. Back up top. There's Moses to Eric. Ooh.
And they're going to get Craig, I believe, on that one. So that's going to be her first?
No, I've got one on Craig right now. That's two on Mallory Craig. Every time that whistle blows down low, I'm going to be nervous.
Yeah.
So here is Eric at the line for two.
Yeah, first one's up and good.
She's now the leading scorer for Port Allegheny with five. Second one up. Off the mark, ripped down by Keen. Keen looking for an open person. All the way to the baseline, back out to Keyshore. Keyshore to Johnson. Johnson to Taylor. Taylor tries cross court to Craig, and it's intercepted by Moses. Moses goes all the way, and it's off the mark. Taylor with a rebound. Taylor brings it across the timeline. Hands it to Keen. Keen way up at the logo. And it's stolen away by Port Allegheny.
Just a slow start in the second half for both teams offensively here. And Moses with the miss and Keen with the board. So, yeah, no team's really able to get anything going. They're, just the one foul shot for
I'll tell you, both
Lady
teams
Gator.
Kind of asleep right now. It's slow motion game. 15-12, Lady Owls lead. We're down to 5:45 to go in the third quarter. Haley Keen dribbling outside. She takes it down low. Jumper, medium range, off the mark. Rebounded by Moses. Lady Owls did that pressure in the first half to gain some momentum. There's Johnson with a steal. She's going to go in all alone and lay it up and in. Alyssa Johnson's first basket of the game. Lady Owls put some pressure on after that. Port Allegheny breaks the timeline. There's a shot up and in by Evans. Her first points of the game. Yeah,
looked like she got away with a walk there.
A little travel before shoot. Lady Owls lead 17-14. Johnson with the ball. Down to Taylor. Taylor goes in a little hard on the layup. Rebounded by Moses. Good pressure by Keyshore, but they get it across the timeline. And there's quick hands by Johnson again with a steal.
Yeah, good save as well by Johnson to get it to Keen.
Haley Keen back to Johnson for three. Oh, I'll tell you, that was close. But Craig with a good hustle for the rebound. Saves it to Taylor. Oh, and they try to get it down low. Oh, and there's Craig again.
Oh,
travel on Craig.
Yeah,
I thought she was. Yeah. So they didn't make that call. They had a conversation first.
Yeah.
Mallory had the ball and was like.
Yeah, she just kind of lost her plant
lost her balance.
So the baseline ref was going to call foul. One on the sideline was going to call travel. They came together. I think it was the right call, but that was just a great hustle possession from the Owls there. Two saves, offensive rebound. Taylor had a nice pass. It was just perfect defense from the Gators. She had Keen underneath the hoop wide open.
There's a shot by Port. And the rebound's going to go off of Alyssa Johnson. She changed it. Oh, I'm talking to the refs. They initially called that was white ball. It was the wrong call. Okay, Port Allegheny inbounds at the baseline. And there's another hustle play by Craig, but it's off of her out of bounds. Lady Owls getting hands in on all these loose balls. Here comes Sevilla Long into the game. For Keyshore.
She's going to give Alexis a break here for a few minutes. Gators got a late start on this inbound. They could get a five-second call. Instead, they just throw it away. The ref handed looked like Evans the ball, and she
had no urgency with it.
Yeah, and none of the other Lady Gators were moving for her. So
if you use up two of your five before you even start looking,
yeah,
you're in trouble. Okay, Keene's going to inbound it. Looks like they're going to let the Lady Owls come up and cross the timeline. We're down to 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Lady Owls lead 17-14 here on WSB Sports. Johnson with the ball. Shaw. They called it a double
carry.
Dribble carry on Johnson. She did a little little mumbo jumbo with her
little
feet.
little hesitation there, and I think that's kind of picked up the ball a little bit too much and put it back down. And she's going to get
a foul on Johnson.
So that's going to be
her third.
Yeah, so three Owls with three fouls.
All three. Yeah, that's Keyshore is going to come back into the game for Johnson. I'm impressed with, I'm not sure if they're freshmen or sophomores, but I know that there's a bunch of them out there. And like the Sevilla Long,
yep,
you know, the Miranda Davis, all these kids are, they're
yeah,
young.
Yeah.
They're playing really well.
And that's what you love to see, you know, especially the freshman sophomore showing some hustle out there. You know, they want to be known by the coaching staff. Like, hey, I can go out there and do good things. And it's shown tonight. I mean, Miranda Davis is just busted her tail on the defensive end of the court, and they all have, honestly, and that's how they've gotten a majority of their points, is by turning defense into the offense. And with a young team, that's what you like to see, like gritty wins. And
yep,
so hopefully the Owls are heading towards another one of those.
Yes, currently lead by three. There was a 30-second timeout taken by Port Allegheny there, so we're about to get back underway. 17-14 Lady Owls. 3:50 to go in the third quarter. Looks like your starting lineup minus. Oh. Okay. I just got another boys' score. The Varsity Owls lead 38-28. And there goes your Lady Owls. Keyshore with the ball. Keyshore down low to Long. Long with a difficult angle, puts it in.
Good pass, great finish there from the Owls to push the lead back out to five.
Another one of those young ones, I said, and Long, I mean, she was in no man's land under the basket, puts it in. And there's a Keyshore. You're not going to steal the ball away from her.
And another
Long
great
outlet
pass
to Taylor. Laid in. Nice. Mackenzie Taylor with her third basket of the game. Timeout, Port Allegheny. That's a full timeout. We'll be back with you. This is Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Boys and girls, it's Jasper Tinsel along with
Sparkle Joy
and Chloe
and Buford.
We're the Owls.
And you can hear us every weekday after the news around 5:20 to read back your letters to Santa.
Make sure you go to Toji Substation and put your letter in the big red mailbox.
The official Santa mailbox at Toji Substation this year, right on East Main Street. So join us weekdays at 5:20.
Yeah, right here on B107.5.
Hooray!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Lady Owls basketball. James Patrick alongside Gavin Piscatelli. Lady Owls with a little outburst there. They've extended the lead to their largest of the game, and there's a steal by Long and a put up. Oh, and it's off the mark. Almost rebounded by Taylor, but it's going to be Port Allegheny's ball. Lady Owls on fire right now to extend the lead to 7, 21-14.
And that whole bench is showing urgency from the coaches to the players. When the Owls got that got that layup to make it 21-14. That bench came right onto the court. All the coaches, too, they were fired up.
Good to see. This is really good to see Lady Owls basketball program going forward. There's quick hand by Keyshore. Jump ball. It's going to be Port Allegheny ball. Keyshore with the quick hands and Taylor with a hustle on the ground. The boys lead by 10, nearing the end of the third quarter, 38-28. Quick update on the boys' score. Oh, over and back, probably the whole crowd wanted it. So Port Allegheny gains possession here, down by 7.
Yeah, I was in that 2-3 zone still. Keen's got to be careful here over here, make sure she doesn't pick up her fourth.
That's going to be out of bounds off of Keyshore. Port Allegheny's going to maintain possession. 2 minutes, 10 seconds left to go in the third. That's that same. Gavin, I wouldn't have that young lady inbounding anymore. I won't say her name. I don't know. She did have a 5-second call against her earlier. There you go. There's Long with a steal. Long's going to try and go all the way. She lays it up and in. Looking like an NBA layup.
Yeah.
Nice scoop underneath. That's a 9-point lead for your Lady Owls. Oh, there's almost a steal for Taylor. Taylor's going to still. Boy, they're pesky on defense right now. There's a steal by Taylor. Taylor's going to try to go all the way. And it's off the mark. Keen picks up the dirty laundry and puts it up and in. Haley Keen with her first points in the second half. And the Lady Owls have extended it out to an 11-point lead.
Yeah, wow. They are just playing with real urgency on the defense on the floor. Port Allegheny is completely discombobulated. I mean, they're just throwing the ball around.
They are.
The Owls are getting tips and going the other way. They're going to do a whole line shift here.
Well, that full line shift includes three of their starters. So they had a bit of a mixed-up lineup there. Port Allegheny's just out of sorts right now. Lady Owls up by 11. Moving it around. Keen with the defense. And there's a foul on Craig. And that's going to be Craig's third. So the Lady Owls now have four players with three fouls. Where'd I come up with that early one? Gavin corrected me. Mallory Craig only has two fouls. First free throw is missed.
Yeah, Maddie Philhart's at the line. Her first free throw is off the mark. So she's going to get the second one here. Dribble and up. And off the back rim, off the front rim, no good. And it's going to be out of bounds on Port. And it'll be Owls ball going down with 1:06 left here in the third quarter. And they lead by 11.
And full court pressure put on by Port Allegheny. Keen has got the ball.
And it's a trap press here for the Owls. So someone's going to be open.
Keyshore has it. Taylor in the corner out to Keen, top of the key.
Might have gotten away a little bit of travel there, shuffled before she took off, but we won't complain.
With Keyshore out, top of the key, dribbles down in, out to the corner. Taylor long cross court to Craig. Craig drives the lane and puts it up. Oh, and it's a little hard off the mark. Rebounded by Port Allegheny. Long outlet, stolen by Keyshore. Good anticipation by Keyshore.
And a great pass by her as well to Haley Keen, and that's up and no good.
Oh. Keen with a spin move and tried to use the glass. It looked pretty, but didn't go. So Port Allegheny's going to inbound the ball, down by 11, 17.7 seconds to go, third quarter. It's a travel on Long.
And she came down. Port Allegheny had a few layup opportunities missed. Long came down with a rebound. And
Mallory Craig's hurt. She's got a finger dislocated. Inbound. And there's a foul on Taylor.
That's going to be your fourth.
That's Taylor's fourth. So they inbounded it to Evans, who took the shot.
And her first free throw is up and no good. So the Elves have escaped with a few fouls here in Port Allegheny, unable to capitalize on the free throws.
Alyssa Johnson into the game for Taylor, who has four fouls. Taylor will probably take a rest for a while. Missed free throw. Johnson, 2 seconds, shoot it.
Oh.
She tried the one extra pass to Davis. So that's the end of the third quarter. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with you. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline Series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to the Owl's Nest. James Patrick alongside Gavin Piscatelli. Lady Owls with their home opener, and it's been a good one, Gavin.
Yeah. Kind of got off to a slow start there in the first quarter, but ever since then, they've been wow. Can't even really describe it. I mean, they've just bought in defensively, and they've turned the defense into offense, which propelled them out to this 11-point lead.
To be honest, it's been a while since Lady Owls basketball looked this good, really. So I'm excited. Alyssa Johnson with the ball. Out to Keyshore. Keyshore into Davis. Get in there, darn it.
I think they're going to
get
it.
And a jump ball. Good hustle there by Keyshore. It's going to go over to Port Allegheny, but, 100% effort there by all the Lady Owls. Long with the defense. There's a long pass. And they're going to get the foul on Davis. No.
I think they're going to get it on Keyshore.
Keyshore, yep. That's her second, I think.
Yep.
Just hustling, trying to get a steal, but quite a collision there. That's into Evans. And there's Long coming away with a board. Boy, they're all tough. These young kids are tough. I like it. Johnson with the ball up top. Down low. Keyshore. There's Davis's first basket of the game, and the bench erupts. Very good. She deserved it. And there's another steal by Johnson. Outlet to Keene. Keene's going to go the whole way. Euro step.
They're going to get her over the foul.
And they got called the offensive foul on Haley Keene. You can hear the crowd's displeasure. So that's going to be four on Keene. They're going to get her out of the game, I believe.
I think Coach Blatchley's going to let her play. I took plenty of charges in my day, and I don't think I ever got one called for me like that.
Yeah, that she did the Euro step to get around to avoid the charge. They still called it. And there's Keyshore hustling for a rebound and on their way down the court to Davis, back to Keyshore, to Long, top of the key. Long trying to get it to Keene, gets it out to Johnson. Johnson resets. Coach Blatchley says take a little time. Johnson on the logo.
Yeah, I mean, you're up 13 points. You've only allowed 14 all night. No need to rush anything inside.
And
it's going to stay with the Owls. Ball went out of bounds. Keyshore drove in hard and got kicked out.
As soon as you said that, they went ahead and tried to make something happen. Lady Owls are going to inbound on the baseline. Johnson's got the inbound. Keene laid it in. Haley Keene takes it to 15 points on the night. Ooh.
That's a smart play, though, by Keene. She came over, was help on the sideline. Port Allegheny was dribbling out. She just moved out of the way. Wasn't going
to
take a
blocking
foul.
She'll be reluctant to drive that one in. That, ooh, the... There's Johnson with three, and she fouled at the three-point line.
They're going to get Bryn Evans on the foul, and so Johnson's going to head to the line to shoot three as the Owls are up by 15 with 5:51 left here in the fourth quarter.
Mallory Craig with a splint on her finger is coming back into the game.
First one from Johnson, banked it in.
I heard her call the bank, Gavin.
Yeah, I did too. She called it.
I think the Owls are going to take a timeout, looks like. Oh.
That one no good.
Oh, that's what it was. I forgot that there was three free throws.
Yeah.
Okay, Mallory Craig is in for Haley Keene once again. Haley's got her fourth foul, so five and a half minutes to go. 16-point lead. No urgency at this point. Craig makes the second. Taylor Johnson.
We got a violation.
Holy cow.
They got a violation on the free throw, so it will not count.
I was trying to figure out the name, and in the meantime, it didn't count anyways.
No, we had a lane violation, so it went in, but won't count.
16-point lead for your Lady Owls. 2-3 defense. Down low to Moses. Oh, my. Stolen by Johnson, who's going to go coast to coast. Alyssa Johnson up and in. Lady Owls up by 18. Very impressive, ladies and gentlemen. Five minutes left to go in the game. And there's a almost steal by Keyshore. And there is a steal by... Okay. Mallory Craig broke up the pass. Long got this ball and was fouled. However, they didn't come over and call it on anybody. Lady Owls possession, 18-point lead, 5 minutes to go. Johnson brings it across the timeline.
And at that last whistle, both Mackenzie Taylor and Haley Keene did return to the game. And we're going to have an offensive foul on Alexis Keisher. It's going to be her third, and it's going to be Port Allegheny ball.
Okay, Mallory Craig comes in for Keene.
The ref's making sure that they're waving them on and not the buzzer, so.
Port Allegheny with the ball. Long on the defense. Oh, Keyshore. Oh, and it did create a turnover.
What Coach Blackley's doing right now is a little bit defense for offense. Whenever the Owls have the ball on offense, he's going to put Haley Keene in. And if there's a whistle where there's going to be on defense, going to take him out. And so Coach Will actually takes a full timeout.
We're going to take a break. This is Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from WR Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
298 CM Bradford.
This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
Welcome back. Lady Owls basketball, James Patrick alongside Gavin Piscatelli. All smiles here for the Lady Owls in their home opener. It's 32-14. They just took a full time out. It's a bit of a celebration. It's been a long time, so Lady Owls are enjoying themselves right now.
They certainly are.
There's a steal by... There's a steal by Moses, and she crashed into the scorer's table.
Yeah.
Scared me a little bit.
Almost took our power out over here.
So there was another turnover by Port Allegheny, and Johnson has the ball out to Taylor. Taylor into the corner for Long. Long back to Taylor. Pressure, good pressure by... good pressure by Moses and a jump ball. It seems like all the jump balls are going Port Allegheny's way.
Yeah.
It's Port Allegheny possession again. Four minutes and 8 seconds to go in the game. The Lady Owls lead 32-14. Moses with the ball. Into the corner for Gordon. Shot off the mark. Rebounded by Taylor. Out to Alyssa Johnson. Slows it up at the logo. Down to Keen. Keen makes a move. Spin move. Ooh. Picks up her dribble. Gets it back. 5 away from the ball.
Maybe 3 seconds.
All right, folks.
I think they gave her a 3 second violation.
It's a guessing game sometimes.
Yeah, I mean they didn't come
so
over.
So anyways, there was a foul or there was a whistle away from the ball, and Port Allegheny's going to take the ball with 3:35 to go, and it's stolen away by Long. Long's going to try to go coast to coast, comes up a little short.
I think they're going to get Keisher over top.
And
they are. It's going to be her fourth.
She might as well have four, too. Everybody on the Lady Owls has four. So I have a feeling we're going to start having a foul-out party here soon.
Yeah.
That's 4 fouls on the Lady Owls. The next foul, Port Allegheny will be shooting 2 shots for the remainder of the game. There's a long 3 by Port Allegheny, and Alyssa Johnson with the rebound. They're off and running again. Keyshore, ahead of the field, lays it in. That is Keyshore's, with all the hustling she's done, that's her first basket of the game.
Yeah, and that was a heck of a pass from Alyssa Johnson.
There's a steal. Oh, broken up, but jump ball. That one's going to go to Lady Owls. So Alyssa Johnson hustles and gets the jump ball that time. So a 20-point lead for your Lady Owls. Oh, there's a steal by Moses. And a lay-in by Moses. Nice move there for her first basket of the second half. Full court pressure. Johnson's going to break that pressure. Cross the timeline. And go all the way. And missed the shot.
Keen had to be careful there. She was going over the top of Moses. Didn't want to pick up that fifth.
Rebounded by Moses. Foul. Takes it across the timeline. Gordon. Gordon in the corner to Evans. Back to Evans. Evans drives the baseline and has it stolen away by Johnson. No, that's Mackenzie Taylor. Taylor with a steal. By the end of the season, I'm going to have the names down perfect. Lady Owls taking some time off the clock. We got less than 2 minutes now. Taylor in the corner. Long pass. You'll always get yourself in trouble, but it's recovered by Keyshore. Keyshore to Keen. Down low, wide open. That's Mackenzie Taylor.
Great ball movement.
It's 8 points now for Mackenzie Taylor. Lady Owls, 20-point lead. There's a long 3 ball. Looked good, but did not go in. Lady Owls are going to empty the bench here for the last minute of the game. There's an outlet pass to Long, who tries to lay it in. Keen with a rebound.
And Coach Blatchley's going to take a timeout here to get the subs in.
Timeout, Lady Owls. That's a full timeout. We're going to take a break. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. Lady Owls with a 20-point lead, 1 minute to go. Let me get your lineup in there now for the Lady Owls. They've emptied the bench. There is Olivia Funk, Casey Poe, Madison Reimer, Miranda Davis.
And Mallory Craig.
Craig, the lone starter in the game still, with a splint on her finger. Craig with the ball. Starters got a big ovation as they came off. Great game tonight for the Lady Owls. There's a travel on Madison Reimer. 52 seconds to go. Port Allegheny basketball. Pretty impressed tonight, Gavin.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a while since the Lady Owls have looked this good, so I'm happy for them. There's a foul on Reimer.
I mean, I know there's still 44 seconds left, but the second half, the Owls have outscored Port Allegheny 21-5. Whenever you let up 5 points and a half, you're doing something right.
Yep. The anticipation of the passes, the hustle, very impressed.
So Port Allegheny's going to head to the line and shoot two here. Madison Reimer was called for a shooting foul. And that sent Emily Eric to the line. And that first one was up and no good. And second one dribbles, puts it up, and it is short off the front rim. And Miranda Davis runs down the rebound with 40 seconds left in the game.
Davis to Funk. Funk with a shot, short. Casey Poe down there trying to get a rebound. She's the shortest person out there. She'll be happy that I said that. There's a foul on, I believe, Funk.
Yep.
Olivia Funk with her first foul. 25 seconds left. Port Allegheny will be shooting two.
That's going to send 21 Bree Daniels to the line. First one's up. And that one's good for Daniels. She gets on the score sheet tonight.
That thing had some hang time, Gavin.
Certainly did. Almost hit the ceiling. And I got a lane violation for the second. So.
Well, she... Thank you. Oh, there I go again, talking to people while we're broadcasting. I got a final from Port Allegheny. The boys won tonight to take their record to 4-2. They won 55-44 at Port Allegheny. So good job, Owls. Good job, Lady Owls. Happy Owls Nest. 22 seconds to go. Port Allegheny ball. Lady Owls still playing tough defense.
They certainly are.
That was a pass, Gavin.
Yeah.
Little sloppiness going on here at the end. So there's 15 seconds to go. Port Allegheny is going to put on a full court press. Davis, Poe. Poe's got the ball. Double team on Poe. Poe. Hurry up. Crosses the timeline.
Heck of a play there.
Yeah. That's going to be your ball game, ladies and gentlemen. What a great game. Lady Owls win 36-17. We're going to take a break here, Gavin and myself. We're going to compile some stats. We'll be back with a post game. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490. WESB Bradford.
Heritage Design, modern made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford. Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome back to WESB Sports. James Patrick alongside Gavin Piscatelli. Exciting night here at the Owl's Nest, where the Lady Owls were victorious 36-17. Slow start for the Lady Owls, and then they just caught fire.
Flipped the switch and all.
You know, Davis came in. We credit it to her. She came in off the bench. They had a press going. She stole the ball, and all of a sudden, thing was on fire.
Yeah, it just kept, like the snowball effect kept rolling.
Just turned out to be a little more balanced scoring than it was in the first half. But just a great performance by the ladies. What do you got, Gavin?
Yeah, so we'll start for Port Allegheny. Ella Moses was the leading scorer tonight. She had 6 points. Right behind her was Maddie Eric with 5, Peyton Gordon with 3, Bryn Evans with 2, and Bree Daniels with 1 to round it out. And then for the Owls, leading scorer, Haley Keene, she had 15, 11 of those in the first half alone. Mackenzie Taylor added 8. Alyssa Johnson added 5. Shavia Long added 4. And then Miranda Davis and Alexis Keisher each added 2, and doesn't show up in the box score, but they did a bunch of dirty work for the Owls tonight.
Yes. You know, Miranda Davis, she ends up with 2 points. She might get the MVP for the game off the bench.
Yeah, if they do game balls, she might be the one that gets it.
So, if there is a downside, foul trouble.
Yeah.
A lot of fouls. However, they didn't foul out. With the aggressive defense and stuff that they were playing, you're going to have fouls.
Oh, absolutely.
So I'll take a, you know, I'll take a 19-point victory and some foul trouble rather than sit back and relax and not win.
Yeah.
So great performance tonight by your Lady Owls. A lot of smiles on faces here at the Owl's Nest. We will be back on with you on Wednesday night with the Boys Owls. They'll be here hosting Ridgeway at 7:15 on Wednesday night. And once again, they won tonight 55-44 down in Port Allegheny. The boys run their record to 4-2. The girls take their record to 2-3. And it's a good day in Bradford Owls basketball land.
Certainly is. Certainly is.
Thank you very much, Gavin. Thank you very much, listeners. And we will see you Wednesday night. We are now going to join Westwood One with the Atlanta Falcons taking on the Las Vegas Raiders already in progress.